This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
That was from Georgia Southern's win over Nebraska, right? I mean, it's just Nebraska. You guys have seen Nebraska lately, right? No, I'm just kidding. If you're Georgia Southern, man, nobody's going to ask you what was Nebraska's record the year you beat them. Nobody's going to ask you about it because you beat them. And you went to Lincoln and beat them. I said this earlier, pretty good day. Pretty good Saturday afternoon for the Sun Belt. Pretty good. App State goes to Texas A&M, does the thing. Marshall goes to South Bend, beats Notre Dame. Notre Dame join the league, join the ACC, still have a whole season to play. And Georgia Southern goes to Lincoln and beats Nebraska, gets Scott Frost fired. Again, I said this earlier as well. I don't understand why you fired him two weeks into the season. If you were going to do that, you should have fired him before the season. Now, I know. Oh, it gives us a chance to get out ahead. And yeah, we'll talk about that. We will talk about that. I've got a hot take on that. We still have time for hot takes coming up in our next segment. 919-860-5326 if you have hot takes. But right now, we have a wall of sound.
The wall of sound is a function of this studio. There's no doubt about it.
All right, let us start with the National Football League. Let's start with Baker Mayfield and Matt Rhule. The Panthers were, what was the final score? Was it 27-26, 25? I don't remember.
I think they lost, it was like 26-24.
Okay,
maybe.
That's fair.
Yeah.
They lost. They lost by a field goal at the end. But the Panthers got off to a horrific start. They looked like they had not practiced in 2 months. They couldn't field a snap. They couldn't block anybody. They couldn't run. They couldn't pass. They couldn't do anything. It was better in the second half. Baker Mayfield on the slow start.
We can't hesitate. We just got to be aggressive early, got to be confident early, and just go out there and just believe in the plan. Don't wait for things to happen before we have to wake up, you know. Just go out there and execute.
Yeah, it's that's so much easier said than done. I mean, look, they couldn't block. It's not that complicated. The Cleveland Browns lived in Baker Mayfield's kitchen.
All day.
Mm-hmm. And even the two touchdowns. Well, the Baker Mayfield touchdown where the C's part and there's nobody in the middle of the field and he just
heaves it.
Runs in the end zone. And instead of spiking it, he just fired the ball at the back of the end zone. That's fine. But it's just, they couldn't block. If you watch the game, you know. I felt bad for Ike Ekwonu. Legitimately felt bad. If Twitter wasn't such a horrible place to drop this joke, I would have said it's like child abuse what Myles Garrett is doing to Ike Ekwonu. It was unfair. Here's a bit of coaching that maybe we should have seen. How about providing Ike Ekwonu some help?
What?
How about putting a running back or a tight end just to slow him down? It was absolute abuse of Ike Ekwonu.
Yeah.
They had no chance. And whatever. They left. He was a traffic cone too often yesterday. I'm sure if this continues over the next couple of weeks, I'll give you a preview of a hot take coming up. Maybe he is better at guard.
Yeah.
Where maybe. He doesn't have to worry about somebody blowing by him on the outside. Because that was a clear problem. And it's going to be a clear problem for the Panthers until he gets better at pass blocking. Because that was really bad. Myles Garrett's pretty great, though. So we can all agree on that. Myles Garrett is pretty great. There aren't many guys as good as Myles Garrett. All right, let's get back to the Wall of Sam Baker on big picture today or yesterday.
Everybody made this out to be the Super Bowl, but despite what everybody's going to make this, there's 16 more games. The Super Bowl is not till February, and this is the beginning of September. So, like I said, a lot of anticipation, but we're going to flush this, we're going to learn it, and we're going to be better from it.
Nobody called this the Super Bowl. I watched, Baker. No. Neither of these teams will be in the Super Bowl.
Mm-mm.
I'm confident of that. And I'll just leave everything else about the game out. Let's listen to the head coach. All right, so if you are going to criticize Matt Rhule for anything that happened during this game, anything, I think it's this. I think when they got the ball into deep into Brown's territory, roughly the 15, after the McCaffrey run and then the horse collar tackle, it was clear that they were settling for a field goal, except that the Browns utilized their timeouts, and knowing that you were going to settle for a field goal, knowing that you couldn't block anyway, it was just you were handing the ball back to the Browns with a minute and a quarter left and a chance to beat you. That's my criticism of Matt Rhule in this particular game. Here's Rhule on the plan in the two-minute drill.
We did not want to give the ball back to him. The first snap, obviously, putting the ball on the ground, you know, might have changed us a little bit. We wanted to put the ball in McCaffrey, you know, we wanted to put the ball in McCaffrey's hands and take the game out of Garrett's hands, right? You know, so, you know, the second one was the same RPO that we hit, or the third one was the same RPO that we hit DJ. So our hope was that if they, you know, brought pressure or anything, we'd hit DJ one-on-one and win the game with a touchdown. So, you know, we went with the play that got us there. The thing about RPOs is sometimes they look like you're just running the ball, but sometimes you're explosive down the field. So we knew that they had no timeouts. We felt like they would not be able to, go the length of the field, go however many yards, 40, 45 yards in that amount of time without a timeout. The only thing that would allow them to do that would be a penalty, an unsportsmanlike conduct. And those 15 yards and the clock stopping is what allowed them to kick the field goal.
All right. See, that last part, that's fireable. We didn't think they would be able to go the length of the field.
Really?
Without a timeout. Are you high? Have you been hanging out in South America with Aaron Rodgers? What the hell is wrong with you?
Still has some ayahuasca or something? What's going on?
That is the dumbest thing. I hadn't heard that comment.
Chubb was running through him like nothing.
Well, it doesn't even matter what Chubb was doing. It's not that hard to gain from the 25-yard line, right? Especially if your kicker has the leg that guy does.
Right.
Right? It's not that hard to go from the 25 to the 35, and every kicker in the league, no matter who you are, can make a 50-yard field goal now. It ain't that hard to go from the 25 to the 35. That's 40 yards. In a minute 13, that's not even difficult.
No.
That is a cakewalk. If that's your mindset, then you should be fired. Like, legit fired. I had no problem with the way they ran. I think that they should have simply... You could throw the ball to Christian McCaffrey. You have to get him in space. The only way your running game looked effective was when they rolled the snap back to McCaffrey or if he got outside.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't run inside all game long.
No.
I don't understand what they were doing, but...
With a defense that was non-existent, too,
right.
Have faith that they can hold them back for... That blows my mind.
That is just awful. Absolutely. I don't even want to hear any more Matt Rhule. I just got mad. All right, let's move on to the winning team in College Station, Texas. All right, Sean Clark, App State head coach, after the shocker. Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We're talking retirement and coach. I'm a simple guy, but I like colors. Tell me how I can color code money
and get ready for retirement.
I like colors, too. I like pictures. Colors. I like graphs. I don't like just a bunch of words. And so what we try to do is we try to break down all those words on your statement, all those numbers, into three colors: red, green, yellow. People are amazed when they come in, and most of their money is in the red category.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Now, red means high horsepower potential. It also means high loss potential. So you have to, it's a give and take. You can be willing to do that or that. Yellow means liquid money. You can get it any time. It's not going to earn anything. Green gives you safe growth, but also gives you lifetime income. As we get closer to retirement, we need some green accounts. We need the green zone, we call it. In Baghdad, green zone was important. Green zone's important for you, too. The next 10 people, Adam, it's a $1,000 value. Golden ticket we're going to put together for you, your very own total plan that has a green zone.
It's a traffic light. I hope it's green for you. 800-661-7383 or text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuda.
I just want to say, man, what a great football game. And all the credit goes to our players. They came out and they were resilient today. There's no better word than resilience. Coming off a tough loss from last week, we had to regroup on Sunday, last Sunday, and come back. And, you know, the key was believe. And that was our thing the whole way. You have to believe in yourself, you have to believe in this program. And I told them, take the logo off of the helmet, take the logo off the field. Let's go play football. Let's win your one-on-one battles, play complimentary football. Offense, defense, special teams, we did a great job today. Our defense played lights out. Our offense played lights out. And the best defense is a good offense. And I think we had the ball for 41, almost 41 and a half minutes to their 18 in 30 minutes. So,
yes, I would say this, that Steve Logan always talked about time of possession is not an offensive stat. Time of possession is a defensive stat. And App State got off the field on third down pretty much all day long. So that's how your time of possession for A&M was only 18 minutes and 30 seconds or whatever it was. That's how App had an 83-39 edge in offensive plays. Process that for 1 second. More than 2-1. How App only scored 17 points is surprising to me. It was a dominant three-point win on the road. Absolutely dominant three-point win on the road. All right, let's go to East Carolina head coach Mike Houston. We will close our wall of sound here. Look, the Pirates were impressive. I said this last week after ECU should have beaten but didn't NC State. Like, none of the teams should be happy. State probably should have lost. Carolina gave up 16-some points, but won. App's mad because, man, we had a two-point conversion right-handed to us, and we didn't get it. We didn't take advantage of it. We might have won that game. If I was ranking the satisfaction level of the four teams, I might have put ECU ahead of everybody because their defense was so impressive, especially those two goal line stands, so impressive in the loss that could have been a win easily over NC State. And then East Carolina puts it on the line and really plays well. Here's Mike Houston after the game.
I'm kind of ticked off that the score was as close as it was. That was a pretty dominant performance by our kids. Really, really pleased with the effort. I told them, we all had a bad taste in our mouth all week long over that game last week. I mean, it's to play as well as we did and really outplay the opponent, and especially one of the caliber of NC State, and then not get the win, it was tough. But I thought the kids did a good job this week with practice, particularly later in the week. I thought they really dialed in. We were very, very sharp. Thursday was as sharp a Thursday as we've had this year, easily, but one of the sharper ones we've had. We spent a lot of time this week on a lot of stuff. I mean, it's, after a loss like that and some of the things that you did wrong, you really almost overkill. But the kids were fantastic. They had positive attitudes all week. They really worked. And I just really I loved the way we played in the second half tonight. That's what we want to be. I'm ticked off at some of the poor decisions and just busts that we had in the secondary to give up some of the passing yardage that we gave up. But that's good for us too. Okay, I mean, You know, sometimes when people pat you on the back all week and tell you how freaking good you are, you listen to them. And that's, I try to tell them as much as I can, you got to keep your dang ears shut. Really, really pleased with so much stuff that went on tonight, and, you know, really proud of our offensive line. And
I mean, I don't know who was telling them how great they were after a loss, but that's fine. That's a good win. Old Dominion coming off a win over Virginia Tech. Shouts to ECU. I'd love to see the program back to where it was. It would be awesome. And real quick, before we break, and maybe this is better for hot takes, but I'm just going to throw it out here now, and we'll talk about it on the other side. I said last week, and a lot of people were saying, I don't understand why ACC schools, and this is, we had a conversation with Danny Cannell last week from Cover 3 Podcast. I don't understand why ACC schools are going on the road and playing schools from the Sun Belt. I agree with that. And I've been arguing that the ACC overschedules themselves every year. It's dumb. It doesn't benefit you. And when you lose some of these games because you have overscheduled, it makes you look bad.
I'm an adventurous person, but I'm also a careful person. We want to get out there, but we also want to make sure we're safe and our loved ones are safe. Good thing there's the OnStar Guardian app. Safety services right on our phone. We can get roadside assistance. We can share locations with friends and family. We can even get help in a crash in any vehicle on any motorcycle. Finally, something both sides of me can agree on. Adventure safely with the OnStar Guardian app. Download today from the App Store or on Google Play. Be safe out there.
Whereas the Southeastern Conference has gotten it right, nobody gives a damn who you play. They only care about what your record is. So dumb your schedule down if you're not great. So during this period where the ACC has struggled and the schedule has stayed the same or gotten harder, their records have gotten worse. So they look worse. I mean, this is not difficult. The voters aren't smart. You could apply that to a lot of things, but the voters are not smart. All they see are wins and losses. They don't care who you played. It's at best a tiebreaker, if that, depending on the name of your school. So Carolina's plays at App. Probably should have lost. Play at Georgia State. Could have lost. Like, congrats that they won those two games, but man, you just put yourself in front of it. So that was the only point. At the same time, I can be really excited that those games were played. Carolina at App, State at ECU. It's awesome that those games were played. It's great for college football in this state that those games were played. So if you wanted to twist that, well, the ACC shouldn't play. No, you missed the point.
Twitter. That's it.
SC should be the answer to everything. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Twitter.
This is the Adam Gold Show.